Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX, and we often talk about ways to slow down while you travel. One way is by seeing your destination from a bicycle instead of a car or bus. Lindy Benedetto of Bainbridge Island has led bike trips domestically and overseas. She spoke with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley about some of her favorite spots near and far.
So you led bike tours in North America, and you've led bike trips internationally. What is your favorite domestic trip that you've ever done?
The trip I would want to do over and over again is a bike trip around Asheville, North Carolina. Being on the Blue Ridge Parkway and having massive trees over the top and huge rolling views, infinite climbs and steep descents, that's incredible.
And how long is that bike ride? I mean, is that a massive 10-day trip or is it a short trip?
Oh, that's the best thing about it, is you can be there for one day and feel like you've had the best bike trip of your life, or you could stay for 3 or 4 weeks. There's infinite amount of biking there. You get to choose your own vacation each time.
You know, since we're in Washington State, do you have a favorite ride here in Washington State that you've taken?
Most of the rides I've been doing in Washington State have all been mountain biking. And the whole Snoqualmie area is riddled with excellent, sticky, single track, huge, tall trees you can barely see through. It's magnificent mountain biking up here. I haven't been able to get enough.
Cool. And Lynn, you also led trips internationally. And I have to say, for me, seeing the world from the speed in which a bike travels is the perfect speed in which to observe and to soak it all in. And, you know, what's your favorite bike trip that you've been on internationally?
I will say that if you do go international on a bike trip, it is better to find a guiding company, because roads can be kind of spicy in areas that you're not familiar with. But some of the riding I did in southern Spain, in the La Ronda, Malaga, Granada, that whole southern Andalus area was fantastic. You go sweeping through olive fields and orange groves, and everything's whitewashed, and it just, the smell of the earth there is different than it is here. And even that, before you get the sweeping views over water and blue, and oh, it's fantastic. I can't get enough of it.
So that's the area around Sevilla. We're talking about kind of the area between Granada and Sevilla. And then you have north of there, you have Cordoba, you have Sevilla, you have the Pueblos Blancos, Jerez.
Correct.
And it's, I've been through that area. There's a lot of winding roads and small mountains and cliffs and that sort of thing. And I'm wondering, is that really, is it dangerous to ride on those roads? Because I remember driving on them and they seemed quite narrow.
Well, and that's why you usually find a good guide or some information. There are certain roads that aren't very highly traveled or are very popular cycling destinations, so cars are aware of your presence. I think more importantly also in that area, there's something really special about the amount of history that's been steeped in the southern part of Spain as well. You can go for the sights and see everything via bike, but also being there is really special. There's been thousands of years of invasions back and forth between the Moors and the Spaniards, and it's created a really special style and blended feel culturally. You can't almost tell if you're in Morocco sometimes or if you're in a European country.
And how would you book something like this? I mean, are you going through a travel company? And
I think that's up to the individual. There are several companies that if you book a trip with them, they'll supply the bikes for you. They'll be nicely tuned. They'll be ready to go. And that's just an internet search away. And all of these companies usually have multiple destinations. So if you end up finding a company you really like, you can kind of stick with that one to see different parts of the world on a bike.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll see you out on the road.
Cheers. Thank you for having me.
That's Lynn DiBenedetto talking with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley. He's the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org.